We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The all-new Bernstein and McKnight Show.
The last time that Dan and I were in a big table like this, he was giving me a job and talking about English stuff, too.
That was Score was Search weird. More than a decade ago. Think about that.
Congratulations, Connor McKnight.
This is a big effing deal.
Dan Bernstein.
He always records naked, by the way.
Connor McKnight.
What I've got here is pretty flimsy.
Middays 9 a.m. to 1 on 670 The Score.
That's what you have. Bernstein and McKnight until 1 o'clock. We will get used to it together.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good. I'm glad they were able to dig up some of the old tape.
Yeah.
I hope they don't have all the old tape. I'm really hoping they don't have all the old tape, but I'm glad they found some of it.
Here's what we're going to do today. Mike Florio is going to join us to talk about all the goings-on in the NFL at 10 o'clock. Tim Doyle at 11:40, who is a ball of fire when it comes to the NCAA tournament. He works for Stadium Sports. And this is his time where you just kind of let him get near a microphone and
Tim
feel the energy.
Go.
Tim, basketball. It is all you. And then at 12 o'clock, Greg Gabriel of Pro Football, Pro Football Weekly. He is going to join us because this says Pro Football Talk and he doesn't work for them. I realize that. We also have, all right, first bus toss of Jay Zawoski.
Yes, Lord.
We're not even in. It
the
took
under
90 seconds. 90 seconds into the actual show and doing a shot at Jay.
Trust me, I'm going to make way bigger mistakes than that.
Wonderful.
I got a lot of things planned for the first show.
We're going to have a couple.
What were the odds that I wasn't getting the first bus toss?
A couple chances to win $1,000 in the national text contest, too. We're going to be giving away $670 in cash, courtesy of Bernstein and McKnight. And again, you got to be listening for the cue to call if you want to qualify for our Cubs season ticket giveaway. Now, hold my hand through this one. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score.
Are you looking at me for that?
Well, I gotta slow everything down. It's like your first time playing golf when they say, you know, swing half, half speed.
Keep the beach ball in between your knees.
Yeah.
Head down on the ball. Don't let the string go. I know.
I'm sort of at that right now. Not sure about the email yet, but the text line at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_McK, M-C-K.
I'll take it. That's fine.
It was a compromise.
It was a contractual thing. I was angling for more letters on the end of the Twitter handle, but three is fine.
And I am at Dan_Bernstein, and you are at
C1McKnight.
At C, the numeral one.
The numeral, yes.
McKnight.
The Arabic numeral one.
We have an ability for you to interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page, and you can go be a part of things there. There is also Facebook Live, and watch 670thescore.com for our video feed. Hi, see you again. Hello. That's directed by Brian Gertsch. And we also have producers. They are Jay Zawoski, and they are Rick Camp. Now, look, let's just say this is going to be different, and
yes.
This is going to be a little weird for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay to know that and admit it, because people get set habitually. Hell, we get set in our ways habitually, and I know you, the listener, your head's spinning a little bit and you're a little worried, and it's not easy.
No. Change is, I think people fear change, right? That's the Wayne's World line. Garth is slamming down on the mechanic. We fear people. We fear change. But it's fine. Listen, it's awesome for me to be back here. It is so cool to be in a place where I got a chance to make mistakes on the radio. And it takes a lot of bravery for guys like Jimmy DeCastro and guys like Mitch Rosen to give a guy a job who struggles pronouncing his last name. I think it's really cool that I've got a shot here. That said, I know what this station means to people. I understand what this change must mean for a lot of people, not just listeners. And I can promise you this. I won't speak for you, but I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about what we want this show to be and how we're going to try and make it Because that's essentially what the next handful are going to be, trying to make and figure out what the hell we're doing in the first place. We're going to throw a lot at the wall. We'll cut away from there. And we're just speaking as, you know, Dan's always been honest. I'm going to be as honest as I can be with you guys. And looking forward to getting to know you again.
And we've got a blank canvas here, and we're just going to start to fill it in a little bit. I think you said it was a Jackson Pollock at one point.
It's a Pollock. Right? We'll just toss stuff at the wall and see what happens.
And I should say, too, that I've been lucky over time to work with a ton of really good people whom I love and respect. And having 17 years with Terry meant so much, and having the run that we had. And I enjoyed the time that I spent with Jason Goff on these airwaves. He is and will always be a dear friend. And I'm proud of the work that he and I did together. And I know that he's going to do great. And as a friend of Matt Spiegel's, I'm thinking of him as well in through all of this. As I said yesterday, when before the announcements, and I had to be a little more ambiguous in my comments about real people involved, and that when there is change and upheaval in this industry, in any industry, it can be uncomfortable. And I am mindful of that. It's not been an easy last couple days for anybody.
I can't imagine that it's been.
But when I first found out, when in talking to Mitch and talking to Jimmy, when they said, hey, we want you to work with Connor because we think his intelligence is a good fit, that his youthful energy is a good fit. And it was some of the best news I got as some of this was going on. And you know, I said it to you privately, and I'll say it to you publicly, that really for me we're walking out into something brand new.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to working with you because you know ever since that night at Score Search,
yeah.
I was telling people, I said this kid's a guy's a prospect. You're not a kid anymore. You know, you were 23 then. Right?
Yeah, 23, turning 24.
Yeah, it's a big difference. But you have. You've made your bones already in a big market, and I know you got a lot of thoughts on a lot of things, and you're also, in the right way, a complete whack job.
Oh, absolutely crazy. Yeah, yes. Completely. Actually, I came unraveled last night. I only got about 3.5 hours of sleep prepping for the show and figuring things out. I'll get unraveled at some points during the show, and yeah, we'll go from there.
I want to hear more about that in a moment. This segment sponsored by CeCe's New Crust, New Sauce, New York style pizza. Now it's CeCe's. Grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love in the buffet for just five and change only at CeCe's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. 312-644-6767 is the number. He is Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. And this is Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, Deuce is going to be fun tomorrow. We're going to be at Deuce's tomorrow at Dos Equis. Then we're at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on Friday. So they're getting us
Thursday's
right.
Thursday's a home game.
Right out there to meet the people. Yeah, that's literally across
Thursday's
the street.
Thursday's right? A home game.
I call it a home game because it's a mile down the road.
Closer.
But you're
across
right
the street.
There.
I'm going to roll right out of there. It's been weird. You know, when do we get to the part of the show, Dan, where we do White Sox for an hour and a half? Is that – I was told that we're not – okay, we'll do that
you're
later.
Have
then.
To
That's
break the habit. It's, again,
fine.
It's like when Ranji used to sit in, always would default to waiting for the same caller.
Talking
to ask
White
the
Sox and screaming around and Matt Thornton this, Matt Thornton that. No, it'll be good to be in the neighborhood. I walked by the ballpark this morning, and for the last couple of years, you know, I've lived in that neighborhood and had to walk by Wrigley for a couple to go get the red line and whatnot. And every season since they've started the renovations, I cannot believe that they're going to be ready opening day, just given all the crap that's out there, the cement.
Well, one year they weren't.
All that stuff. Yeah,
there was a bathroom issue.
I was there for that opening night. Porta potties lined up all the way down, or a bunch of beer glasses containing anything but. That was quite a night.
Yeah, there were some visuals
horrible.
There. That was, it smelled like Venice.
I thought the look was bad. The smell was much, much worse.
I think if for someone who lives in that area, you know, my only rule is don't complain about it, and I guess you haven't. But you're too old to be like an old-fashioned cubby ass clown.
I plan on leaving, but it's only because of this construction.
Okay.
It's with the Taco Bell going down and the hotel coming up there, and then what is it? Hotel Zachary's on the one side, and then there's the base. I mean,
they're almost done with the hotel.
They are almost. Yeah. It was incredible. I went down to spring training, I think, or the Arizona Fall League, and they had the bricks up and everything when I came back 4 or 5 days later. I was astounded by that. But I just. Folks around that area, especially if you're driving a car, if you have to, if you don't have a parking spot, forget it. I mean, it's tough with the construction around there. It's impossible to drive.
I should be all right, though, because it's all it's 360 zone, yeah, so yeah, I can be there early in the day. I'll be fine. But see, my belief is, as far as days in sports, the Thursday, Friday of the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, that into that weekend, but the very first round when everything's happening is one of those days. And what's weird, too, is it's almost more fun today for people who are into it before there's any outcomes. Like, the anticipation of it is part of the fun. The idea of having the 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, mm-hmm. and you've got it filled out, but the actual bracket is still empty. It's almost like once you're actually writing in names, with every outcome that you write in, it takes away a little bit of the anticipation that had built up.
Every time you fill out a bracket or you draft a fantasy team or whatever, stuff like that, where the anticipation is the event itself, hell, even free agency to a certain degree, you love it until the ball goes in the air for the tournament, and then you look at that bracket and you hate it. You can't stand the damn thing because you've lost three teams already.
Well, that's
already out of the thing.
The Parkins thing with 5-hour energy is really cool. Have you seen that?
Explain it to me.
I can't because I'm not smart enough. But apparently,
all right,
there's that.
Good talk.
Apparently, the way the 5-hour energy thing works, and you know, Parkins has got that gambling mind, so he can, you know, he's
keep all the odds.
Can whatever pick you make at any point in it's a brilliant concept. At any point in the game, you can switch your pick.
And it costs you a premium to switch
correct.
It?
Correct. If your team's down 30, if the team you initially picked is down 30, you can switch it.
I love
this. But then when that team advances, you're still alive. So that team continues in your bracket alive, but you get fewer points for the victory.
Sure.
So you'll have these calculations. Are you betting on a comeback? If you're down 8 with 6 minutes left, are you going to say, I'm staying with my – or you can switch horses mid-race. So
can you then switch back? That might be too inside.
No, I think you can. But then you can switch as many times as you want, but the value drops every time.
Sure.
So the more you vacillate, the less the victory is worth. And just so to have the team
you
viable.
You almost have to set yourself up to make sure that you know what teams, you know, you pick your 12-5 upset, your 8-9 games, all that stuff where you're getting coin tosses. It feels like you'd want to save your flips. At certain points, you got to ration yourself.
I don't know if there's a limited number of them. I think at any point you can say, I want this team now.
That is so complicated that I love it. That's fantastic.
I want this guy.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Thank you, Joe, Connor McKnight, and Dan Bernstein here, our new midday show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Dan, you know how in a new relationship you want to try and – or a theory is
– I don't know anything about new relationships.
Let me explain it to you.
Yes.
You try and keep the crazy back as much as you can.
Okay.
You slowly dose it out over time so that the other person doesn't just, you know, completely run away.
You don't reveal the true depth of insanity until you're at –
That's right.
You have to.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You give little nibbles and tastes and whatnot so as to set up future disappointment, but you do it slowly.
So you don't just start like murdering kittens on the first date?
No. Okay. It's a terrible idea. Well, okay. Most people do that. I'm not going to. Okay. I had – stick with me here because hold this string as I walk away, right? I had a bit of a fever dream last night.
Weezer reference?
It absolutely is. I can tell you – I was thinking about this. We got Mike Florio coming up at 10 o'clock, so we're going to talk a little about free agency and everything that's going on.
Just hold this thread as I walk away, not string. Just let the record show.
I hate that in the first day you've corrected me on a Weezer album that I've listened to a billion times. Good for you, Dan. Good for you.
Okay, I'm holding the threat.
Here's how Christian Ponder means the NFL is going to get locked out after 2020.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Hold on. Let me take you back to the 2011 draft, right? Cam Newton goes 1 overall to the Panthers. You can't blame him. He's Superman. At 8, you start the quarterback run, right? Get ready for these names. They're absolutely terrible. The Titans, who were coached by Mike Munchak, GM Mike Reinfeldt, Dowell Loggins is the quarterback coach, by the way. Remember who the Titans took? They took Jake Locker.
Right.
Who was knocked upside the head and had a bad shoulder. They took him this, right there at 8.
This road leads to Blaine Gabbert, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yes, okay.
At 10, the Jaguars, Jack Del Rio fired. Mel Tucker went 2-3 that season, but landed with the Bears. Everything's fine. The GM, Gene Smith, fired after the next season. They took Blaine Gabbert at 10. Consumed by their own ineptitude, they took Blaine Gabbert at 10. The Vikings, uninspired by Andy Dalton, who went in the second round and does not suck, Colin Kaepernick, who also went in the second, almost got it done, and still does not suck. Ryan Mallett went in the third. Nathan Enderle, who went in the fifth to Chicago,
to the Bears,
just
yeah.
ended up being, you know, statue.
Awful.
Just really bad. None of that was good enough for Leslie Frazier or Rick Spielman or the Vikings. They gave up their pick to Christian Ponder and took him. Here's how we get to a lockout. Ponder goes down the water slide. In 14, they have to grab Teddy Bridgewater. Great pick. I still love Teddy Bridgewater, and I will root for him wherever he ends up. I hope he ends up healthy.
Jets,
ends
right?
Up being, yeah. Because everything happens good for the Jets, right?
Competing with McGowan.
That's a great place to mm-hmm. make your dreams come true as a quarterback. So the Vikings give up a 1-4 to the Eagles for Sam Bradford, not to mention spending $190 million in the process of getting from Sam Bradford all the way to where we're at now.
I think I let go of the thread.
With Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Now, hold on to the thread.
I got to pick it up again.
Okay, so.
Let go of the rope.
What that's done, Bradford goes down in week one last season against the Saints.
Right.
He goes up for 3 touchdowns, a huge game, done. Case Keenum plays well. He gets his lunch handed to him against the Eagles. That causes desperation. Kirk Cousins has now signed a 3-year guaranteed contract. And you saw guys like Doug Baldwin on Twitter last night. You've seen a couple of agents on Twitter and
in
other places.
It heralds a new
reality.
They're talking
about this as precedent,
yeah.
as baseball contract, as guaranteed money. So what I'm telling you is this. As we get more and more stratified in the NFL, as we become more and more quarterback-centric, because I think that is actually possible. Look at who got signed. We talked about it during transition with Molly and Handley a little bit. Case Keenum's getting $18 million. You're taking flyers on guys like Sam Bradford, who doesn't have any knees left, and they're not flyers because of the rest of the guys underneath them. And I'm just wondering if we...
Even John Elway's flailing.
He can't pick up a quarterback to save his life.
Now they're trying to trade Trevor Siemian after the whole the Osweiler fiasco.
So you've got this
system. That sounds
like
a Ludlum novel. Does it?
Yeah, where it takes 150 pages to get to anything good.
Hate
so slow. It's like walking through molasses. So they take Ponder in 11 and get themselves all the way here where they've got no choice but to pick up Kirk Cousins and give him anything he wants. And granted, the situation with Cousins is different because of the franchise tags, because he didn't want to go back to Washington, all that stuff. And because he's got a ready-made team in the Vikings just waiting for a quarterback to not be terrible.
Right.
And I don't know how you feel about Kirk Cousins. I think there's some there, but I think some of it's a little empty.
There's some bad games in there.
There's absolutely some bad games in there.
He's the king of the clunker that he'll look fabulous and he'll rally you from behind and then he'll have to be careful with that. What are you doing? Rallying. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's worth 3 years and 84, Dan. Yeah, that's what you get in this league.
That's some rallying you're doing there, son.
No, but what I'm saying is you've created this almost caste system where – you have these quarterbacks who rule now contracts, and as players see that happen with a lockout pending, because you know damn well that players are going to look for more guaranteed money. That's how they've been structuring contracts.
And the players are going to lose another
They're
work stoppage.
Absolutely going
because
to lose.
They can't stay together.
This is if it's a movement, if guaranteed money like this, if contracts that are more shaped like this than not are a movement, owners are going to spit their ascots. They're done. They're not going to lose their minds. And there's no way they'll stand for it.
This segment sponsored by CeCe's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now it's CeCe's. Grab an extra-large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love in the buffet for just five and change. Only at CeCe's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. That was a lot of stuff in there.
Right.
There were a lot of names.
No, I was thinking last night. It was like, you've seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right? Where Charlie Kelly is just on the board. Pepe Silvia. Pepe. There is no Pepe. So that was me last night. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep.
Yeah, I don't think.
Settle down and have another cup of coffee.
I don't think any of us did. Top of the hour, Mike Florio is going to make some sense of the NFL comings and goings with us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays, new on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.